Now we're going to turn our attention to the upcoming Oregon Honey and Mead Festival on September 21st. To help us learn more is Sharon Schmidt, president of the Cascade Girl Organization. Welcome, Sharon.
Good morning, Mike. Thank you for having us this morning.
Also joining us is a local mead maker, Lily Weichberger. And welcome, Lily.
Good morning.
Well, help me with the pronunciation of your last name.
Weichberger.
Weichberger. Thank you.
Mm-hmm.
Sharon, before we get to the festival, tell us about your organization, the Cascade Girls.
Cascade Girl Organization was established for the purpose of educating people about pollinators of the Cascades. And that's our main mission, which we seek to fulfill through events like this. But also, this event powers some of the other things that we do, which is that we have opportunities for learning for veterans, which are carried out at VA, at the domiciliary, and also school kids, which are offered to schools.
And how long has the organization been around?
We've been around formally since 2015. We started doing this honey festival in 2014, however. So, and we've done 8 of these over the last several years. We missed out on a couple of years, and I think you can probably understand why when we think back to the Alameda fire. The last time we did this was 2022, so I'm very excited to be able to host this again.
So I understand the Honey and Mead Festival is a fundraising event for your organization, but how did the idea of honey and mead originate?
Well, the honey part was pretty easy. I kind of rediscovered honey out here in Oregon when I tasted something that was very different than what I'd had as a flatlander. I'm from the Midwest originally, and it's a very different kind. I think people maybe grow up with having a certain kind of honey that's very processed. And then when you get an opportunity, or at least in my case, when I got an opportunity to taste some of the other honeys that were derived from floral combinations or unique floral blends that I'd never tasted before, it was a real eye-opener. I became interested in beekeeping. I started to explore the various programs that were available to learn about it, started getting involved with other beekeepers. And the mead part was just kind of a wonderful outgrowth of that when I tasted. Actually, the first mead that I think I had was Lily's. And she's just a superior mead maker with a great sensitivity to the taste of blooms and concern about quality of her product. So,
well, Lily, that's your cue. So what's your background and what is a mead maker?
So mead is the world's oldest alcohol. It's made from honey instead of grapes and grains. And I got into mead making because of my love of history and mythology. And if you read any of the old myths and legends, it's there. It's, in Beowulf and some of our earliest literature. And so I lived in the UK for a while and had some really fantastic meads over there, and then came back and couldn't find anything I really liked. And so I started homebrewing, and it kind of just evolved from there.
And how long have you been doing it?
Oh, about 19 years now.
Okay. And where is this festival, Sharon, and what can attendees expect?
This is going to be at Edenvale Winery this year, which is located at 2310 Voorhees Road in Medford, actually. And the place itself is quite a historic winery. It's very beautiful. You're able to look out over the vista and actually into the next field where there's a fellow beekeeper that has boxes of bees, although we're pretty far away from that. It's nice to know that it's out there and that we're supporting the bees with what we're doing. The festival will start 11 o'clock on Saturday and end at 5. And during that time, we have some unique educational presentations. This year, our theme is Powered by Flowers. And one of the people that we're having to come and speak will speak at 11:30. That's Annalia Hillman of the Yurok tribe. And her position, I believe, is that she is the chief of the Food Sovereignty Project. She's going to be also talking about the massive effort that the Yurok tribe has made to repopulate indigenous native and medicinal plants, and I'm very, very excited about that. We also have presentations by Dr. Dewey Karen, who's an internationally known author on bees and beekeeping, Ramesh Sagili, who's, I think, originally a horticulturalist, but he is one of the chiefs of many projects, many pieces of research at OSU, and he'll be talking about bee nutrition, which obviously gets us back into flowers. And we'll be having four different bands, Chasing Caridwin, Shibo, the Twisted Vines, $8 Mountain, and Jen Ambrose are going to be playing during the day. We have over 20 exhibitors and vendors, and there will be native plant sales as well. So we're very excited this year to host this again and look forward to seeing people. They can get tickets on eventbrite.com. It's important to say that people who are veterans or tribal members and have and can demonstrate that status, they come in free. Kids are free, and we have a variety of different children's activities. Rogue Valley Farm to School will be there, the Farm Bus Bistro. So many different organizations are interested in educating kids, and we will have a kids area, which I think will be super fun. The Mead Garden, obviously, is 21 and over, and they'll get a chance to taste three different vendors' meads, and I think it'll be super fun.
Well, it sounds like a fun-filled day for the whole family. Talk more about the main issue of pollination. What's the problem you're trying to elevate awareness of through your fundraiser?
We want people to fully recognize, and I think that this has improved a lot over the last 10 years or so. We want people to recognize the importance of clean forage. We also are, as your last guest pointed out, experiencing a great shift in climate. And therefore, some of the flowers that are most helpful for bees and other pollinators are going to be native drought-tolerant flowers. So that's the connection we want to make, powered by flowers. And, that'll be what we're working on.
So, Lily, tell us more about the meads that we can expect.
Well, one of the places that Cher and I really intersect is the love of the pollinators and the flowers themselves. And so our meads are kind of a little more unique in some respects in that most of our, well, if not all of our honeys are varietal honeys. So we base them upon different floral sources. And as such, that education around those floral sources is so very important to us. So depending on the kind of flowers the bees are foraging affects the flavor of the honey. And so we work directly with a number of apiaries, both locally and throughout the country and even a little bit out of South America, to source some really fantastic honey that we then pair with some different kinds of Pacific Northwest fruit to make a mead that is off-dry to semi-sweet and, a very nice alternative to wine and beer and some of the other alcohols people are more familiar with. But mead is such an amazing drink in that it combines so many different flavors or possibilities. Honey is such a beautiful canvas to play with other flavors with, and that's kind of what we specialize in at our meadery up in Roseburg.
Well, it's interesting that you said mead and then beer and other kinds of alcoholic beverages. I wasn't aware of the difference between mead and beer. Can you give me a quick lesson? We've got about 30 seconds.
It's so simple. Mead is based off of honey. There's no grapes like wine or grains like beer in mead. It's honey-based, and then you can use other fruits or spices, but that honey as your primary fermentable sugar is the key to it being a mead rather than a beer or a wine. Not that we don't overlap occasionally, but that's the primary difference right there.
Well, Sharon, just before we run out of time, how can people learn more about the Honey and Mead Festival?
they can go to www.cascadegirl.org. We also have a secondary website that feeds into that one, and that is OregonHoneyFestival.com.
Well, I want to thank you both. My guests are Sharon Schmidt, president of the Cascade Girls organization, and local mead maker Lily Weisberger. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, sir.
The Oregon Honey and Mead Festival is at Edenvale Winery on September 21st. You can find more information on our website at jeffexchange.org.